And it's with a great deal of pleasure that I can now open my morning music program with a couple of songs written by a songwriter who was very successful in that he had, among other things, 8 of his songs nominated for the best film songs of their years. I refer to Mac David. I'm sure you'll remember Mac David's songs.
Many a year ago in old Sorrento, a certain ditty was quite a thing. Whenever a mother rocked her baby in Sorrento, this little ditty she used to sing. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Chibaba, 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 chihuahua, Angelawa.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Chibaba,
chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
All the stars are in the skies, ready to say good night, good night. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you ever so sweetly.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to
Andres Prado and his orchestra played Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White in 1955. And I opened the program with Perry Como's number one hit from 1948, Chababa Chababa Chabawa, My Bambino, Go to Sleep. Perry was accompanied by a vocal group known as the Satisfiers. Both songs written by Mac David. My Winds, written by American songwriters Larry Henley and Jeff Silbart in 1981, recorded probably in Sydney by Colleen Hewitt.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, oh won't you give your lady fair a little smile. Stop, bet your life you linger there a little while. There's heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, man, you should have made all those scenes.
Why don't you send me a ticket?
Down on Bourbon and Rampart, back there in the teens.
The roaring umpteen.
Way back yonder, these poor old chops had an embouchure that was tops.
You're singing it.
Pops, you should have heard old Satchmo play.
I'll bet it was grand.
His chicks would leave their bones to come and stand around the band. It was heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. I went down yonder in New Orleans.
Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seemed to put you into a coma when those sad men would play.
We would dig the Cognoscente, King Oliver and Parente, swinging the tiger, that's a plenty, until the break of day.
Jambalaya and black-eyed peas
wafting out on the evening breeze.
Let's not waste any of this.
You should have seen these minstrel men do their parade.
Man, you talk about your lemonade made in the shade.
It was heaven right here on earth before rocket machines. Away down yonder in New Orleans.
Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong were accompanied by Billy May's orchestra in that recording made in 1960. The song Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, written by Turner Layton and Henry Creamer more than 100 years ago. In fact, written for a New York show called Spice of 1922. I'm going to take you now into the 1930s.
Thank you.
the British Orchestra of Jack Hilton with a vocalist known as the Swingettes in 1936 recorded You Turn the Tables on Me, written by Louis Otter and Sidney Mitchell. Vincent Newmans wrote the music for Carioca. In 1939, Artie Shaw's orchestra played an arrangement commissioned by Jerry Gray, and you just heard the result, recording from 1939.
I still need you there.
The Seekers made a number one hit of I'll Never Find Another You in 1965, written by Tom Spinfield. A couple of old songs now, both songs written more than 100 years ago. The first was written by Stephen Foster in 1864, and the second by Stephen Foster in 1854.
Gay dawn smile, red and English.
Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, written by Stephen Foster in 1854, sung by the Swedish operatic tenor Jussi Björling, and Roy Orbison sang Beautiful Dreamer. That was Stephen Foster's last song, a composition from 1864. Early, I played a recording written by Dusty Springfield's brother, Tom Springfield. So here's Dusty.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love is saying so much more than just words.
Just the two of us, we can make
Just the Two of Us was written by the American singer-songwriter Bill Withers with his colleagues. He sang it with a group that included the saxophonist Grover Washington Jr. in a recording from 1980. Before that, Dusty Springfield, one of her many hits from the 1960s, and this one was from 1967, The Look of Love. Once again, just one of many songs written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a crying
was Slim Whitman. Gonna Find Me a Bluebird. Written by Marvin Rainwater in 1956.
I wonder what's become of Sally, that old gal of mine. The sun shines missing from our alley ever since the day Sally went away. No matter what she is, wherever she may be, if no one wants her now, please send her home to me. I'll always welcome back my Sally, that old gal of mine.
What's Become of Sally? Written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen in 1924, sung by Bing Crosby with the orchestra of John Scott Trotter in 1941. Here's a song by the same songwriters, but a recording made in Melbourne in the 1980s. Happy Feet.
When you find that your mind keeps you worried, let your feet keep your disposition sweet. Can't you see what makes me the way I do? Or would you kindly cast an eye on two good reasons why? It's my happy feet. I've got those happy feet. Give them a low down beat and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes, and when we hear a tune, you can't control those dancing hues to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on a level of music sweet, cause I've got to have happy feet. Thank you.
my shoes, take you out of my mind. They'll always make me dance, and they'll wake me from a trance. Heel and toes, off they go, tapping to the beat. Now you'll surely understand why I'm at their command. It's my happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a load down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes, and when they hear a tune, you can't control those dancing hits to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet, cause I've got happy carols, happy.
Just heard a recording made in Melbourne in the 1980s. The singer was Pippa Wilson and the band Helen Jowsey's Quintet. The song, written in 1930 by Milton Ager and Jack Gallen, was Happy Feet.